Little cutie, I hope you didn't think that I'd forgotten about you. No way. As if I would. I'll level with you. I've been having a not-so-pleasant holidays. Let's just say, family business hasn't been going as planned. At least right now. I'd like to say that things were going better, but maybe they just started right now. Little cutie. Are you going to let me have this day? All to myself? Me and you? Let's make the holidays something to write home about. Whatever the fuck that means. What? I heard it in an old movie and I just thought it might be something special. Just like you. Too much flirting or not enough? I can never seem to decide. And you, little cutie, you don't seem like you have a damn problem with it ever. Which I, of course, adore, because if I wasn't flirting with you and being a cocky little bastard, I'd probably be facing down my feelings, and you know how that goes. But I like that I have the option. You know, I never took myself for someone who would tear up at the first sign of things. I never took myself as someone like that. But at the same time, I guess it's better. Better that way, isn't it? Being honest with our feelings is something that's really important, especially when true love's involved. Hey, little cutie. If it's not too much to ask, could I hold your hand? Thanks. I knew you could handle it. Well, I can make a million excuses, but my heart's the one racing. Is your heart too? Somehow it puts me at ease knowing that. That I'm not the only one nervous out of their mind around the other. Well, little cutie, I'd say we've got ourselves a mystery in our hands. The mystery of who gets more flustered by the other. Could it be me? Or perhaps you? Maybe both of us are even? Well, little cutie, we gotta get to the bottom of this the only way we can. Spending enough time getting lost in each other's eyes. I just want to stare at you. I love putting my hand on that cheek of yours. And just staring at you. But then, I'll admit, I get compelled that I want to do more than just look. I want to kiss. I want to hold you close. I want to make you mine. What can I say, little cutie? Other than I'm very, very, very happy to be together with you. And while you might make me nervous out of my mind and say things that, frankly, are impossible for me to respond to, I'm just happy being able to enjoy this chaos with you. And maybe, just maybe, stir up a little chaos myself. What? It'd be boring if it wasn't a constant competition. We'd just be in each other's arms kissing all the time, and who would want something like that? Other than me? Probably you. In all seriousness, thank you. I really needed this. I thought today was going to be one written down in the annals of history of one of my worst days. One of the days I wish would never, ever start and always finish and never come again, but I can't feel that way. Not when I have you in my arms. Not when I feel your warmth and the cold of the snowflakes on my tongue. The warmth of your eyes. The warmth of your touch. The happiness I feel is insurmountable, and you probably don't realize, but It's all thanks to you, little cutie. I may tease and taunt, but haven't you realized yet? It's only because when I face myself and my real feelings, how am I supposed to? What does it mean to you? When I'm real, when I'm unapologetically Toru Oikawa, is it really good enough? Am I really good enough? Are you sure you don't like the playboy image? The guy who doesn't know when to stop? Because if you do, I'm sorry. I can't be him all the time, and I'm glad you broke through it. But I guess I just want to hear how you feel. Plain and simple. Tell me how it is. You have full control. Do you hear me? Full control of everything. I won't say anything to object whatever it is you decide. Yeah, I kind of sounded stupid there, didn't I? Going on and on about something that could be so simple. I knew what your answer was, or I wanted to know. But I'm glad it's what I thought. I'm glad I'm good enough to you, at least. Ever since I lost, for the very first time, I never got put on the same pedestal again. Except for to you. And even then, I've lost it. But I'm glad this time. I'm glad this time to be humanized by someone instead of seen as the prince. But I want to be your prince in shining armor. I want to be the man who steals away every tear and makes every smile more wholesome and true than the last. More potent. More passionate. I want every kiss to mean something. I want every touch to be meticulous. And of course, little cutie, I want you to feel shy. I wouldn't be princely if I couldn't do that, right? You can hear the struggle in my voice, can't you? I guess there's no reason to try and fool you. I've been struggling, and I never intended to hide it. Just my pride. Getting in the way of things. You may not see it every single day, but I just want to be the man in your arms. The one who can make you laugh and cry. Feel passion. I don't know if you know this, but my second passion in life came abruptly, and it wasn't with much kindness that it was meant. I found a passion for acting, but I want you to know I'm not acting with you in the slightest. In fact, I couldn't even if I wanted to, because there's no acting in true feeling. And you've given me that, and a million times more you've given me that. I want you as much as I need you. Do you understand? I'm a man with a shaky future, and I could just fall flat on my face. And there's some that like to remind me of that. You've been supportive thus far, but I can't in goodwill lead you down a path that might fall flat on its face. What I'm trying to say is, I want you to be with me. Of course I do, little cutie. I want you to be with me forever. I might even want it so much that it eats up my other thoughts like a carnivorous beast. One that devours everything I care about. One that everyone seems to see but me. My little cutie. I want to give you the man who's successful and brilliant, but the only way I can do that is if I succeed in this 50-50 of life, and I know acting isn't something that's that simple. I know there's a million, billion other people who want to do what I do better. And I understand it. I understand full well that I might not be the best at it. But I'll be damned if I don't try with all my heart. But I want you to know, I would never hold it against you, even if you left me for my failures and... kissing me to shut me up, I see. Sly little cutie. But you understand, don't you? What are you? I deserve that, didn't I? You are sly, little cutie. Making me feel so, so much. And even then, with what you've given me, how am I supposed to... Why would you follow me into a life of struggle? Why would you slap me for allowing you a way out? So it was so simple, little cutie. I finally understand. I was pushing you away because of fear. I was pushing you away because I didn't want to be the reason why you didn't have the things you wanted, why you couldn't have the things you wanted. I've been lectured again and again and again, little cutie. I've been told what I'm not, what I can't be. But with you, it's so supportive, it's almost stifling. I don't know the first thing about success. What I've been good at has been naturally successful. Volleyball was something to me, like breathing. Even if now, it has nothing to do with me. It's what shaped me. I had it too easy. Far too easy. And I only realized it when I was on the ground, my knees bent to someone better than me. Little cutie, I love you, baby. I love you, my darling, more than you could ever know. Probably more than I could ever show you. More than I could ever put into words, at very least. And I don't want this to be a falsity. Something where I lead you down this path and I understand you're not in it for riches. You're not dating me for some pathetic reason like that. But still, you have to understand. It's not just you. It's me, my fear. Is a man who's wrought by his own fears of failure, worthy of someone as glorious as my little cutie? That is the question, isn't it? But some part of me at this point, can't seem to escape the idea that regardless of if I am or not, I want to be with you. How can you say it's so easy? You know what I'm telling you. I'm not going to be some kind of big shot attorney, not some doctor, not someone who can make your life easy or better. I might fail and leave so much responsibility to you. Are you sure? Little cutie. I'm happy. Don't get me wrong. I'm beyond happy, but so happy I feel guilty. Is this not me leading you down a pitfall? No. I see it now. I finally understand what it means to love without limits. And I tried. I tried so hard to be that prince. But maybe even if I'm just a lowly actor, a wannabe. Maybe then, even still, I can make my darling happier than even the richest man. That riches aren't just in materials and gold and silver and everything like that. That I can make you the happiest even with something simple. My beautiful, wonderful,
perfect little cutie. How I love you.
I don't like to admit it, but you've changed me. My selfish pride pushed aside like it was nothing at all. And I'm proud of that fact. Very, very proud. Even if it hurts a bit bitter that it needed to come to this. But still, drowning in your eyes, seeing the passion staring back at me, feeling your warmth against my palm, I live. I've never felt more alive in my life. Little cutie, you've saved me again. First, it was making me feel, understanding I was living in the shadows of what everyone expected me to be. And then it was finally realizing that I have to chase my dreams. Even if it means losing everything, ending up in the worst situation, then so be it. We'll face it together. It was so simple, but I'd be a liar if I said I wasn't still guilty. And even through this smile, even through this wonderful caress of love and passion, I'd be a liar if I said I didn't feel like part of me didn't deserve this. This lovely fate. You. The warmth I feel in my heart, in my arms, and on my lips. You know, it's strange. After everything, after all I've been through, all the aspirations, I wanted to be the best at something, but now it's ironic. I want to be an actor because I want to make people feel happiness, smiles, passion. I want to show that my feelings, my passions aren't just for show. They're not to be the best. All I want to do is share my art. The only thing I wish at the end of the day, at the end of my struggles, is for people to smile, to feel something. I want to inspire feelings more than anything else in this world. I want to be loved. I want to be hated. I want to be everything I can. Because it's my passion. Because it's everything that I never got a chance to. Living in my own act. A trap of it. I suppose, little cutie, I've made a trap of my own making, didn't I? Well, thanks to you, the quicksand's already solidified. I've crawled out. I've been born anew. And thankfully, I didn't lose my flirty nature. Nor did I lose my appreciation of someone willing to go so far for my sake. I love you, darling. I'm at a loss for words, honestly. If I did have them, I wonder what they'd be. But at the same time, I think it's very... pardon. Very telling that you've stuck with me through so much. Little cutie. Never change. And I won't either, okay? We'll be two wandering souls together through life and whatever lies beyond. I want to face it with you. I want to see a future that you can appreciate, that you can love. But more importantly, I don't want to mess up these days that we have. Will you allow me to give you the utmost, the me behind the acts? Would you be the one I'd share them with for the rest of eternity? It's just so shocking, yet so telling of your character.
if life was a play, then I'd say it was definitely a romance. A one-of-a-kind one that I could never, ever get again. How I love you. How I would never, ever trade this for anything. My dearest love. Little cutie. How my heart's aflutter when I think of you. How everything I think ends up melting into these feelings. Tell me, how am I supposed to remain a sane man, and let alone one who struggles through everything, if I'm to look at something so gorgeous in the palm of my hand? I love you, baby. I love you more than anything I could possibly put into words right now, and that scares me. Because love is terrifying, isn't it? I've often heard it's used, and seen it used in ways that are less than pure. But I want our love to be pure, and I want to spoil you with this holiday date. Follow me, won't you? Is it strange when I look into your eyes? I realize something, darling. I realize there's never enough time. But the time that we do have, I want to make those lips smile. I want to make those eyes glisten. And of course, I want to make that heart of yours flutter. And what will it take? I wonder, little cutie, won't you let me try and find out? I'm rather confident in my ability to at least try things. Try things with an open mind. You'd think I'd be pretty stuck in my ways from how you saw me back then. But now it's different. I've saw myself in a different light, and I realize struggling, it's the only way, isn't it? Victory to the stubborn, I always say. No, I don't, but it's what I've noticed. Well, little cutie, won't you take my hand so I can whisk you away to your magical pumpkin? So I can fit this glass slipper on your beautiful foot. No, it might not be a date in the traditional manner, but I'd like to take you someplace breathtaking. In truth, I couldn't even scrounge up enough to take you on a proper date, but with the last of what I've got, I want to put it into something special. That's why I got you these. I got us these. Two rings. Promise rings. So that you know, deep, deep down, that I'm serious. That this is everything to me. You're everything to me. And that I'm trying everything I know how to make this work. To make you happy. And that I won't back down. Even if it means I struggle and fail and make a fool of myself. Even if that's the case, we'll get through it together. Likewise, if you ever fall on dire times, of course I'd be there. I'd be there in the bitter cold, the blistering heat. It doesn't matter. My little cutie. I'd give anything. Anything at all. That I have. If I can make you feel even a little better. Love runs far deeper. Far deeper than I ever knew. And I love you. More than words could ever do justice. Now I have to ask, little cutie, for the sake of everything we do, for the sake of everything going forward, will you accept this ring? A promise ring this time. One straight from the heart. A promise to try our very best with this life.
with this love we share, with positively everything we can to make things right. Somehow, I knew you'd say that. But I didn't know how much I'd want to kiss you, little cutie. Oh dear. I'd say I've got it worse than ever. All thanks to you being so damn perfect. Far too kind for your own good. But I'm sure you must have noticed that much already. I mean, think about it. You've given so much already to me. So much that I could never, ever, in a million years, be able to... You're right. Perhaps words aren't enough. And perhaps right now, I'm happy to have my back against the wall. It reminds me of pleasant and unpleasant times, but mostly pleasant, especially considering I take your weight against me to anyone else's. That warmth of your caress, the look in your eyes, fiendish and beautiful. I want to know what happens next. I always did. I'm afraid I was always the curious type. But I'm sure you knew that. You've been with me enough, baby. Maybe not enough. Never enough, is it? At least, if you ask me. There's no such thing as too much of you. I always want more. Always. And there's nothing anyone could ever say or do to cheapen the time we have. In fact, it's so special to me. It makes me tear up. Even in a situation like this. Even on the balcony of this beautiful room, where not another soul could hear us. Probably for at least a while. Maybe I want to make use of that time, little cutie. Maybe I want to spend more time with only you and no one to get in the way of it. My little cutie. You know you like this dynamic we've got going, don't you? The feeling of ebb and flow between us. There's nothing we couldn't do and it would feel natural. I love it. There's a balance of power and passion that only we have. Something that a lot of people just given as powerful and not dominant and giving. I wanted to be both. I've never just wanted a relationship for someone to be a pushover to me or me to be a pushover to them. I wanted to be passion, like a play that never ends. Without acting, but true feelings beyond that of anyone else. Ah, yes. Look at me. That's the feeling. Those are the eyes that I always want to look at me. Those are the eyes I dream about when I lay my head to sleep. Those are the eyes, my little cutie, that I love so very, very much that it makes me feel. Yes, I feel for you. I want you. I need you. Won't you let me indulge, my baby? Won't you let me give and take and indulge in this decadence of what it means to be truly, truly in love with no bars to hold, with everything, everything on the line, with every kiss, every touch as the weight of gold. Little cutie, I would steal the stars from the sky if it would mean you would smile for me more. But I'm going to be honest with you. I want more than a smile right now. Yeah, that's the energy I like. Don't be afraid to fight back. Oh, yeah. Give me some of that, baby. You want to try me? Then try your best. See if you can dumb me before I dumb you. Let's play a game of cat and mouse, or is it the other way around? Little cutie, I have so much passion for you. I was overwhelmed with feelings, but those feelings sometimes turn into desire. You can't blame me for that. And besides, I felt it when you were sitting on my lap. I could feel how turned on you are. You think I couldn't feel you twitching just a bit? Yes, I do believe it was twitching right here. See, just a gentle finger and more twitching happens. I could toy around with you, but you're no slouch either. Look at you toying around with me. You went right for my weak spot. Fuck. You're certainly no stranger to making me feel so much. Naughty feelings and happy feelings and everything in between. Just look at you. Oh, little cutie, shall I tease you back just as much? Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. Fingers still wander, you've got me there. And I'd like a distraction from all the sentimental. Put my passion into something you can feel more than just a kiss. You see, I'm greedy. Greedy even still. And I won't feel guilty anymore. I'll take you because I love you. And because I know you want me to. You're so defenseless at times, too. It's adorable, positively wonderful, but other times, I hate to admit it, but I'm just as defenseless as you. Oh, but how could I not be when your touch is so divine? Naughty, naughty. You like it when my fingers wander, don't you? Come on now, little cutie. We can't just have this going either way, can we? Or maybe that's the fun of it, yeah? I won't let things get any kind of boring. You can trust me for that. And you can trust me for all of it. It seems I can trust you too. I love you so much. Even with your naughty side. In fact, I think I love you more with your naughty side. Oh, look at you. So cute. Yeah, those fingers slipping between your thighs. I enjoy every moment of it. You're so cute when you're squirming. Naughty, naughty. Little cutie. I could spend all day... especially if you do that. How does it feel? Getting a little revenge right there? That finger deep down there. You like it squirming around? Maybe I should squirm it into your insides. Maybe I should kiss down your neck. Maybe I should do a lot of things. But I kind of want to hear... fuck. You don't give me a chance to talk. Stealing my words every time. Naughty, naughty. You're my naughty darling, after all. So you want me to devour you then? Short, sweet, and to the point. I like it. Why not make it a fair fight? You can go after that cock you've been torturing. Yeah. You think I didn't notice? Of course I did. So good. Your lips rubbing around my cock, suckling it like that. Little kid, I'm gonna come so hard and I'm gonna make sure you do. Comfort me, comfort daddy. Oh, fuck. Naughty baby, you know no one to quit or stop being that sexy, do you? Little cutie, I need more. Give me more, take more. I don't care anymore. I just want us both to feel, yes, baby. Locked in each other's arms, I don't care who's fucking who. I just want it to be an experience together. I want it to be something that we both can enjoy until we lose our fucking minds. That's how much I love you. Little cutie. Yes, you understand perfectly, don't you? Fuck. Yeah, I want it bad. So fuck me if you want. Fuck me if you want, little cutie. And I'll fuck you. Yeah, curl my hands, get right there. Yeah. You are so messed up and ready for me, aren't you? I'm so ready for you. Can you feel my cock twitching? Oh, baby. All the way at once. Hold my hands. Hold my hands. It feels so good because the love I feel for you, and I know you love me so much too, it makes every nerve ending rife with pleasure. Little cutie. My tongue. It's taking my fucking tight inside. I can't wait to feel more of you clamping down on me. You like that fat cock? Yeah, you like that fat cock inside you? Yeah, don't you? Oh, my naughty little cutie. Oh, fuck yeah. Take that cock. Take that cock. Oh, yes. You like that, don't you? I don't get it. It feels so good. Still coming. I love you so much.
What a breathtaking night it is. Oh, I wasn't admiring the stars, of course. Instead, I was admiring you.
I don't exactly beat around the bush, do I? When I want something, I make it clear. I'm just glad you do much the same thing. And I'm glad that it feels fair for once in a lifetime. I've lived under boot of many situations. I felt trapped by ropes that no one could see but me. But now I don't. And I must sound like a broken record, but when I hold you, it all changes. When I see that ring wrapped around your finger and mine, a promise we could never forget. That alone makes me feel so happy. Little cutie, you make me feel so whole. I feel as though I owe you more than I can give. But at the same time, because it feels so fair, I don't feel guilty for being quite this happy. Maybe not anymore. But I will say I feel like it's a dream. And if it is, I hope I never wake. God, those are cliched words, aren't they? What do you think, little cutie? Am I too cliche of a man? Too normal? I don't think anything about us is normal. Then again, it makes me happy to know that. To know that we can be exceptional even if it's in a strange or distant way. I don't want any distance between us. In fact, why should there be? Just holding you this close. Being inseparable. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I love you all the more for these moments. That you show me your truest feelings, your heart, inside and out. And I feel truly lucky to be able to play a part in such a beautiful thing as this love we share. My darling, won't you let me spoil you forever? Won't you let me enjoy this moment and a million more just like it? Won't you let this moment never end? I know. I'm asking for something unreasonable again. And yet I can't bear to feel guilty about it. It's just the right mix of me and you. A combination that would give the gods a run for their money. You're so gorgeous. Bathing in this moonlight. And you may not think anything of it, but even in these clothes, cozy as they might be, pajamas or whatever have you, I think you're the most gorgeous, wonderful person I've ever laid eyes on. And more than what you look like, it's your heart that's sung to me, that's made me feel so attached, so beyond in love. Thank you for allowing me to indulge in these moments of sweet, sweet love. I think I'll gladly accept more of them. More kisses. More love. More passion. Why stop there, right? I love you so much. Won't you let me make you mine over and over and over again? Until, of course, we get old and senile and forget and then start all over again. You know, I used to fear that too. Losing my visuals and my looks. But as long as you'll accept me, I'd gladly risk it all. Gambling chip by chip with you for the long, long haul. And of course, teasing you along the way, little cutie.
I love you. And I won't let you forget it. Period.